Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, rancher Weston Merrill works out. Those of us attached to a desk from 9 to 5 might picture a farmer or rancher's life as a lot more active or at least more virtuous than our own. But just as the rest of us in the industrialized West should eat less and do more, so it is for farmers and ranchers. They eat just as poorly as the general population, and partly because their operations have become more mechanized, they're just as susceptible to packing on the pounds. Bigger tractors, better combines, and cheap fuel, together with volatile commodity markets, mean ranchers are spending more time marketing and planning on computers and smartphones and less time being active. All this means that, just like the rest of us, ranchers need to carve out some time to hit the gym.
My wife and I got up early and went to Moore, Montana, which is about 10 miles away, to do a CrossFit workout at the gym. I need to, you know, lose some weight and take care of my body and things like that. But what I value most is time spent with my wife. And I know it goes a long way with her.
That's Weston. He and his wife, Shannon, are lucky. Shannon's little sister, a high school student, lives with them, which means they can slip out of the house at 5 a.m., leaving their three children sleeping. It's a good way for the young couple to squeeze in a date. A little extra exercise doesn't hurt either. Weston's a former college football player, Shannon, a former college basketball player, whose long winter days are now spent inside with little kids. But nothing's easy when you live in central Montana in February.
We've got about a foot of new snow through the night, and the highway's closed. For the local ranchers that have to go from one place to another and get on the highway, it really doesn't mean anything. So when they close the roads, a lot of times the snow plows don't even operate. You know where the highway's at because of the reflectors, but
Weston's into it.
There was nobody out there, which makes it kind of fun. It can be a while. I'm battling the elements and I'm winning, kind of thing. As long as you don't go off the road. If you went off the road, then everybody's like, you're an idiot. What are you doing out there?
It's all part of the ranching lifestyle that brings young people like Weston and Shannon back to the far-flung places they were raised, in spite of, or as these things go, because of, the other places they have been.
Generally, if someone's going to go to a CrossFit gym or go work out, it's a big deal to get up that early and to drive, you know, across town, take some dedication. But we want to dedicate ourselves to getting a workout in and doing those things. We've got to wake up and drive 10 miles on a closed highway.
Ranching can, of course, be physical. Getting in and out of the pickup, cutting net wrap or strings on bales, chopping ice. But certain times of the year are more sedentary. And, generally speaking, this is one of them. As it happens, though, today's a physical day on the ranch.
We're going to be spreading straw in the calving barn, which will be a real physical activity. We have a smaller skid steer loader that can drive around all over inside the barn and do the spreading of the straw, but that is on the Fritz, broken down, so we will be doing a lot of that spreading manually.
The Merrill's heifer's first due date is within sight, which means they've got to get moving on the barn.
The first due date for our heifers to calve is the 20th of February, and to have heifers calve 10 days early isn't uncommon. They all won't calve that early, but you might have a few, so we want to be prepared for that. So this week's the week we need to have the barn ready.
Weston's gung-ho for today because of other conflicts this week, a continuing education workshop, a grazing seminar, and an escape to a Billings water park.
Kind of a last getaway before the calving season starts.
Next week, Weston and his family lay the straw and await new life on the ranch.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.